Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 18th day of April, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 41 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 23 degrees tonight. It's snow and rain. I mean, it went from one extreme to the other. I mean, well, at least it's during the week. Maybe the weekend it'll be better. Who knows? Anyway, let's see what we got to look at today. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, there's no good ones. It's all fucking bullshit. It don't fucking matter. Until we step up and fucking enforce the law, all this shit here is really a fucking irrelevant. They're going to do what they're going to do to us, and we're going to fucking let them until we stand up like goddamn men and stand up and fucking stop these son of a bitches. We have the law behind us. Fuck, man. There ain't never been anybody. There's been people that rose up that had nothing. From nothing. Look at Spartacus. We have a fucking God. We have the law. We are the fucking law. We're the power in this country. And we're letting these fucking handful of pricks fucking walk all over us. But hey, man, hey, you don't want to get in no trouble. I don't want to. They might arrest you or something. Oh, my goodness. Big Ag packing over, panicking over bill to require labeling of genetically altering products. Dr. Joseph Mercola, I'm sorry. And let's see what we got going here. Story at a glance. Pork producers have been using customizable mRNA-based vaccines on their herds since 2018 without telling the public. So we've been getting this shit. You wonder, I mean, like the things that happened with Darzac and all that shit, weird shit, like what happened to my cousin, then when they just fucking everything shut down, their fucking livers, their kidneys, their hearts, and Zardak had to have his foot cut off and all this shit. When that bizarre shit was happening, hey, they were already giving us this shit. All customized mRNA vaccines are untested. Only the mRNA platform itself has been approved. According to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, there are no current mRNA vaccines licensed for use in beef, cattle, in the United States. However, a lobbyist for the association claims to have, quote, double vaccinated his own herd with an mRNA vaccine against bovine respiratory disease. Well, shouldn't he be thrown in fucking jail? Selling poisoned meat without fucking telling anybody? Is this what fucking caused, you know, how many deaths did this cause? I mean, this never been traced. Iowa State University began trailing an mRNA vaccine against bovine. Against bovine respiratory syncytial virus on October 1st, 2021. Missouri House Bill 1169 would require labeling of products that can alter your genes. Big ag lobbyists strongly oppose it. I'm sure they fucking do. They don't give a shit about nothing but fucking money. They never have. That's why they've allowed us to be poisoned. And we pay, hey, you know what? We pay the fucking FDA. We pay their fucking wages. We pay their health insurance. Retirement. The whole, medical. And the whole fucking nine yards for what? What are we paying these son of a bitches for? Somebody, please explain that to me. Last week, I reported that pork producers have been using customizable mRNA-based vaccines on their herd since 2018 without telling the public. Shouldn't these motherfuckers be rounded up, put up against the wall, and fucking shot for poisoning fucking people?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, and you know the sad thing about this, man? Everything about all these alphabet soup agencies, they aren't even supposed to even exist anyway. But when you look at the FDA, most of all those people who work in the FDA, when they get done with the FDA, they go work for pharmaceutical companies. They go work for all these different type of companies that they have let things slide through to kill us, to kill us real quick. That's how it works, man. When they're in the FDA, they go work for a pharmaceutical company or this company or that company that they supposed to be regulating, right? But we know they get kickbacks. So when they get done, hey, I'm down to FDA. Hey, I'm going to go and get a job here where I can make $100,000, $250,000, you know, something like that. And that's what they do. This entire thing is so corrupt just to kill us all.
Well, you could pick any branch of the unelected fucking, what the hell they call it, non-elected officials. I mean, all of these goddamn agencies, the people never approved that. Oh, we did an act. We passed a fucking bill. Fuck you. You cannot fucking force shit upon us, but you don't, you're not our fucking boss, you motherfuckers. They haven't been a goddamn government since the beginning of this fucking country. They never fucking were. They were just a bunch of fucking aristocrats, and they've done exactly what the fucking federal anti-federalist papers said they would fucking do, and we have fucking let it happen. And it's not just the FDA. It's you name it. Any of the fucking goddamn banking regulators, as soon as they, well, look at Steve Mnuchin. That son of a bitch should have been put up against the wall for what happened in 2008. He is a criminal, a fucking grossly fucking in your face fucking criminal. And he ends up being your treasury secretary when he's the one to fucking stealing your fucking, the fucking wealth of your country and handing, I mean, goddamn people. Dion's right. I mean, it's always been fucking, I mean, just step from one set of shoes into the next set of shoes, change your fucking hat, but you're still, I mean, you might have more power outside of what they're calling government, but it's none of it's government. It's all corporation. So all they're really doing is going from one corporation to another corporation or another corporate position. With these non-elected motherfucking goddamn officials, non-elected people who have fucking power over you. That's not supposed to exist. You're supposed to have the goddamn unalienable, ratified by the representatives of the people. Supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15th, 1791 to fucking protect you from this. But there's only one catch. You have to enforce it. These son of a bitches are not even supposed to exist. We never gave permission This is all this rule by consent. My motherfucking ass. I've consented to none of this shit, and I know too many people who have. The majority of the people in this country haven't consented to this shit because what they're calling consent is registration to vote. And the fuck in the hand, whatever, 20%, 30% registered to fucking vote. These son of a bitches are going to hang. You motherfuckers who went along with this goddamn occupation of our country by fucking foreigners and have fucking violated the highest law in this fucking land, you are going to fucking hang. You're going to hang or be shot, put up against the wall and shot. Or if you come at us with your goddamn fucking dictates that are in violation of our law, you get fucking shot as an enemy combatant because you've already declared war against our Bill of Rights, which is war against we the people. So bring it the fuck on. And these son of a bitch in this ranching association, you know they've been their own fucking goddamn, they've had their own fucking law enforcement agencies since the beginning. Illegal, unlawful. Unfucking lawful. You can't do it. But this is how they fucking got the huge tracts of land. You know, good old my great-great-great-grandpa, he went down in there and he blew some fucking senator's dick. And so he... I own 10,000 acres, but the 15 square miles around it, I've got to had that lease since 1841 when my grandpa blew a fucking goddamn congressman and a fucking goddamn senator and paid him off and got the goddamn lease for fucking $2. That's the people's goddamn choice. You took our fucking land away from us without due process of the law, and for that you're going to fucking pay. You took our resources without due process of the fucking law. And that's for each and every fucking one of us. And you're going to fucking pay. You're going to give it all back. You're going to be made paupers. And then you're going to be, those of you who are deeply involved are going to be put up, you're going to be hung. Or you're going to be put up against the wall and shot as the treasonous son of a bitch as you are. And you can't even argue it. You get your court day in court. You can sit there and try to explain how you did that without fucking violating the fucking highest law in this goddamn land. You son of a bitches. You did it without authority. You did it by a fucking act. Oh, I'm going to act. Well, I'm going to write an act today. All the fucking goddamn you treasonous bastards are going to die. Especially this Cattlemen's Association. You know, the thing that happened to my heart back in 1995, it was because of the fucking all the antibiotics that they've been putting in their cattle herds and their chickens and their fucking goddamn pigs. This was shit that was made that could save human life. And they put so much, you know, they have one cow in a herd sick, and they vaccinate every cow in the fucking valley. And then the goddamn antibiotics do not have the effect on the people eating that fucking meat, just like what they're doing with this goddamn mRNA. It'll fucking to kill you. And they really don't give a fuck because they're sitting on a fat-ass wallet. They're one of the good old boys. Well, you good old boys are going to have your fucking neck stretched. So get ready for it, Mr. Big Pat. We'll take that fucking Stetson and shove it up your fucking ass. This issue, this issue really only rose to the surface after attorney Tom Rents started promoting new legislation in Missouri House Bill 1169, which is to help write. Which he helped write that would require labeling of mRNA products. Why wouldn't you want, if it's all right, why won't you want to put your fucking tag on it? Because nobody would fucking buy the poison shit. Because we won't take the goddamn fucking poison shot. So you're going to try, we got to get rid of them. You fucking, you see, this is another example of the goddamn morons rising to the top. The guy has a fucking son. Of course, he's going to get the goddamn fortune and the fucking, all the stolen land, all the stolen fucking property. And he's a fucking retard. But now it's come to the point after all these years, they're all fucking retards. And they don't give one goddamn monk's fuck about the people as a people, as their own fucking people. They put themselves apart. They're elitist. We're the ruling class. Fuck you. Shove that quad of fucking tobacco down your fucking throat with the Stetson. In an April 1 tweet, and no, this was not an April Fool's joke, Rentz stated, breaking news, the lobbyists for the Cattlemen and Pork Association in several states have confirmed they will be using mRNA vaccines in pigs and cows this month. This month, we must support Missouri HB 1169. It is literally the only chance we have to prevent this. No, it isn't. We can just go there and we can start hanging them motherfuckers that are doing it. You fucking put poison in my goddamn table. I'll fucking shoot you, son of a bitch. How about I come for you? Go ahead.
Can I ask you this, man? Let me ask you this. I mean, you're older than I am. I mean, hell, you're old enough to be my father. But let me ask you this, man. You know, prior to this mRNA, I mean, if you just think about it, how long have they really been poisoning us? Because I remember, you know, back in the 90s, like when I was younger, when I was a kid in the 90s, right? And I think about it, like, that's when they, like, really started putting labels on a lot of things. You remember that? And all of a sudden, you start seeing all this, like you just, all these things you can't even really pronounce. All this crap is in our food. So how long have they really been poisoning us? From the MSGs to the GM. Hell, how long have they even had GMOs before any of us even figured it out?
Exactly, man. And how do I know in 1995 that wasn't what took my fucking heart valve away from me? Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
You're right. You son of a bitches. I mean, you think you, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll slip you some fucking poison, you son of a bitch. Maybe you'd like some poison slipped into your fucking food or your fucking water. You want to poison? You want to play poison? There's more of us to poison you than you are you poisoning us. And I'll never eat none of your fucking meat. I don't have to. But you're absolutely correct. They have been, well, we know they've been poisonous with fucking GMOs and all this fucking shit, but we don't know about shit. It's just like this. We've been doing this since fucking, what, 19, what did they say, 2018? That's 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, five fucking years. They've been doing this without telling us. They've been putting something in our fucking drink, a Mickey, slipping us a Mickey for fucking, what, five fucking years? How about we start slipping you some fucking Mickeys? You think you're fucking, you think you're untouchable? You're way from untouchable, and you fucking know it.
Hell, Henry, if you just think about it, man, I mean, this shit bores me, because when you think about it, man, they've been soft-killing us forever. Think about this, man. Oh, we're going to put this stuff off in your water. No, good and well, fluoride ain't no damn good. It's a byproduct of waste. It's no good for us. Y'all killing us with this fluoride in the water. I mean, any damn person, you smell the water, you're like, damn, this shit smell like chemicals. This shit don't, this doesn't smell right.
Well, fluoride,
but you know, they've been,
they put it in the toothpaste, too. It's a byproduct of making aluminum. But they had to get rid of all this gunk. We got to get rid of all this poison. Well, let's put it in the fucking toothpaste. What do you think? That sounds good to me. You motherfuckers, I'll tell you what, we'll fucking make you eat toothpaste till you fucking die. You son of a bitches have killed all of us. You fucking have killed our loved ones. You have fucking killed us across the board. You've killed people around this goddamn world, you sick son of a bitches. And you know, and see, they don't give a fuck because you know what? The BLM, and I don't mean Black Lives Matter, they're who created them? These same cocksuckers right here. And when it was for them to take land that belonged to the fucking people, fence it off and fucking let their goddamn buddies have it, or to transfer land that could not be transferred, because it was when the fucking Forest Service Act was allowed, it was made clear that no fucking public lands could be transferred from the public. So they get a fucking, chartered this goddamn BLM out of Costa Rica, bring them in here, well, we're going to hire these guys, subcontract them, to fucking manage it. So because they're subcontracting, they're working under the Uniform Commercial Code, so they can sell your land. Horseshit! Article 9, motherfucker. You can't create a power. And you fucking know it. And everything you've done is unlawful. Every fucking thing you've done is unlawful. And it is a fucking goddamn hanging offense. You have committed treason and sedition at the highest fucking levels. And you motherfuckers, you keep on, hey, keep strutting about. Your asses are going to fucking answer for this shit. There are way too many of us. I mean, you're killing us all right. Every fucking one of us, I'm sure, has got some kind of shit in them that you put there But before we go down, you motherfuckers, we'll take a herd of you with us. You better get ready for it. Cowboy hat.
The son of a bitches are so evil, Henry, when you think about it. Hey, let's make them sick, then we'll put them on drugs and say we're going to heal them, knowing that they're still killing you. And they're going to make money off you being sick and making money off you taking their freaking pharmaceuticals. Man, this is insanity.
Exactly, man. The pharmaceuticals invent the shit they put in the goddamn food chain, and then you get sick off and the pharmaceuticals get to make a fucking mint from the fucking government goddamn socialized fucking medicine, and the shit they give you is just to kill you quicker. It's unbelievable. Breaking news, the lobbyists for the Cattlemen Pork Association in several states have confirmed they will be using mRNA. Well, I won't be eating your fucking stuff. If I don't know that a fucking cow is fucking clean, I will not eat it. I'll go into the forest and get my fucking food. But you son of a bitches, you start poisoning us. You got fucking wells. You got fucking, goddamn, you think you're fucking invincible? What are you thinking, you stupid son of a bitches? You think nobody's going to come after your ass? You think everybody's a goddamn fucking freak in the fucking city walking around with their pants hanging around their fucking knees? Is that what you think? You think that you are unintelligent. You motherfuckers are just sleazy. That's your only fucking attribute that you have. It's the sleaziness and your willingness to be worms, your willingness to fucking fuck your own people, to commit treason, to commit sedition against your own fucking people, which will get you fucking hung. No one knows the impact of doing this, but we are all potentially facing the risk of being died suddenly if we don't stop this. And then we are, and people are dying suddenly, and it's not we're facing it. It's happening. We're not doing anything about it. They've been telling you they've been doing it since 2018. We're not facing it. It's happening. You just fucking die. That was a COVID. Yeah. Fuck you and your COVID bullshit. No one knows the impact of doing, we did die. The transhumanist agenda, its focus on food. Within days, alternative media was abuzz with the story, and rent started making the rounds, sharing evidence that shows the U.S. government has been working on the integration of vaccines into the food for at least two decades. It ain't our government. It is a foreign corporation. It is Zionist motherfucking Jews. It is the guy, it's like that Jew motherfucker Chuck over there in fucking Britain. We let these motherfuckers, the son of a bitch, he's king. And I'll tell you what, fucking kings get their heads chopped off, motherfucker. Before we're done, there will be no such word, even say the word corporation, king, monarchy, anything but fucking individual freedom is going to fucking get your goddamn head cut off. How about that, motherfucker? You can't stop it. There's way too many of us. You can kill a lot of us, but there's a lot of us to fucking kill you. We will wipe your fucking asses off this fucking planet. Make sure if any little one of your seeds sprouts anywhere, it's fucking crushed on the fucking spot. You sorry son of a bitches. You evil fucking minded pricks. With alternative news, in an April 2nd interview with Naomi Wolf, PhD, Rent said, let's see here what he said. Bill Gates, the World Health Organization, a ton of these universities, they're all talking about including mRNA vaccinations as part of the food. They're going to modify the genes of these foods to make them mRNA vaccines. I remember when this whole fucking bullshit fucking started out with this lying fucking con bullshit murder started out. Well, nobody can be forced vaccinated. We can't force nobody to be vaccinated. They'd have already been putting it in your fucking food since 2018, people. Why do you let them live? Why aren't you killing them back? They're killing the fucking ones you love. They've killed this goddamn country to the point that people can't even stand to be in the son of a bitch no more. We do sit here on our fucking ass and do nothing. Just sit there and do nothing. And I don't want to hear like the cocksucker that came up on the fucking comments board that I put in deep, deep, deep spam. Why did we say, why don't you leave? Hey, fucker, I have led the fucking way. I fucking have fought him in the fucking courts. I fought him with my fucking fist. I've served time as a political prisoner. Bones broken. Blood. What the fuck have you done? Coward. In an April 2nd interview with Amy Wolf, okay, we had that RNA in our foods. Of course they are. And I wish I could play this. As soon as we get that sound card in, we will be able to play this. Industry doesn't want you to know what they're doing. The pushback by big agriculture lobbyists against this bill required, they're pushing against the bill. We don't want poison in our food. Tough shit. We're going to put it there anyway. Well, then we're going to put your fucking ass in the ground. That's got to be the goddamn answer to them. Kill the motherfuckers. They're trying to kill you. Will you not even fight to preserve your own fucking life? Require industry transparency. Oh, fuck you and your transparency. Yeah, why not? Tell us that you're killing us. Fucking, who's going to do something about it? On this important issue has been enormous, and one potential reason for this is because they've had to admit that all sorts of food may have been vaccinated. Let's listen to this. Vaccinated with mRNA vaccines, have genetic modifications, or be modified to serve as vaccination for humans. They're not back to fucking nations. This is a goddamn attempt to change our fucking genome, to change who we are. See, we're individuals, and that's why they've never been able to rule the fucking world, because they can try to figure each individual out. But man, you know how many individuals you're talking, and there's always going to be that person there that has the fucking solution. It's just going to say, well, let's do this. And oh, they didn't see that coming, because there's no two of us alike. No two of us think alike. No two of us are alike in any, I mean, we are different. We are individuals. That's why we have the Bill of Rights. That's why nature provides us with our natural rights as individuals. Not as a collective, as individuals. That's the way it must be, because we are individuals. And you can't take my goddamn rights, and I can't take your goddamn rights. But we can live goddamn happily without these motherfucking leeching, slimy motherfuckers that are killing us. They are killing us. They're killing you right now. Every fucking one of you out there, that's, you've ate something, or and I guarantee you, or you've had the shedding, you've gotten the platelets through shedding, you have some of it's in your body, and it is going to fucking kill you eventually. It's what you do between now and then. Are you just going to sit there and fucking wait on it? Are you going to wait to die so they walk up, killed another one of them fucking assholes? We are supreme because we can kill them, and they're too stupid or too cowardly to fucking do a damn thing about it. But here they tell you, I mean, goddamn, this right here should be enough rights for every fucking one of them to hang. The Cattlemen's Association go round those son of a bitches up like a herd of cattle. Take them out and fucking start fucking hanging them. This is goddamn murder. And by God, they know what they're doing. And they do it on fucking purpose, because, hey, the less of you there are, the more there is for us. And our mountain of fucking gold ain't big enough. The land we've stolen from you isn't enough for us. We want to own you like a goddamn one of our pigs. And then we want to be able, if you won't take the fucking vaccination like my cow will, I'll put it in the cow and you'll eat the cow and you'll take the fucking vaccination anyway. This is forced vaccination. And of course, there'll be somebody, well, it was against the Geneva Convention. I don't think the Geneva Convention meant shit. Did it? You ever seen it enforced on fucking Israel for the phosphorus bombs they've dropped on the fucking children in the Gaza Strip? Where I've watched it burning through their fucking legs? So, oh, that was outlawed by the Geneva Convention. We can't. We have, fuck you. You're going to find out. Hey, you know what? We're not signed on to that son of a bitch. The corporation that signed on to you with you with it, we're not their subjects. We know who we are. We know what our authority is. We're going to show you what fucking war is, you motherfuckers. We're going to show you what tit for tat feels like. We're going to, you're going to find out what it's like to have your fucking loved ones dead. And that's what needs to be happening right now. For every one of ours that dies, 10 of theirs should die. And not the cocksuckers, man. Let them son of a, well, it's kind of a tough thing to decide because they have no fucking conscience. It wouldn't hurt them like it hurts us to lose a fucking loved one. It would just be, you know, well, you know, it happened. I mean, you know, fucking, I can get over it in 2 fucking days. I'm making money, man. That's what counts. Oh, Christ, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lies to lie. That's why I will not comply. Since back last March, I've had an achy, breaky heart like old Billy Ray Cyrus. Been catching a case of the blues from the news around this damn coronavirus. Now they're telling us we gotta keep our chin divers up, even if we got the shot in the arm. Nobody's talking about exercise or eating food that's fresh grown from the farm. That's why I will not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie. That's why I will not comply.
Show them what non-compliance sounds like, boy!
Now listen, y'all, the only way to stop the violence is for us to break the silence right now. So if you tend to agree and you're pissed off like me, stand your ass up and scream it out loud. Then I will not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie. That's why I will not comply. Yeah, I'm here to tell you people I will not comply. That's the gospel truth.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that was I Will Not Comply by Blind Joe. But you know what, Blind Joe? You don't have to fucking comply. They'll slip you a fucking Mickey. You don't want to take a shot, it'll make you die. Fuck, they'll slip it in your fucking food. I mean, think about that. That's fucking poisoning. That's deliberate. That's fucking murder. And because you got a big fucking Stetson and a fucking bank account big as the fucking Empire State Building, you think you can murder people? You think you don't bleed? You think you won't die? Until we start killing back, they're not going to stop doing this shit, people. Until we fucking enforce that fucking Bill of Rights, we're fucked. You better understand that. They aim to kill you. That is what they want to do. That is what they are doing. They're doing it right in front of your fucking face and telling you about it. And not one fucking shot fired in fucking retaliation. What the fuck's the problem? No balls? No spine? Go back to our article. Oops. Okay. Let's see where we're at here. Not only might this destroy Big Ag, but it would also seriously impact any superstitious attempts by Big Pharma to use the food supply as a tool to distribute vaccines unbeknownst to the customer. You know, you're a customer when they're fucking slipping goddamn poison in your fucking food, customer. Pay up. In short, Rentz suspects the globalist transhumanist agenda is being secretly pushed forward using gene therapy in food production. Why are we not killing these motherfuckers that are killing us? I can't but help wonder whether the industry simply doesn't understand. Oh, fuck, they don't understand. You better not stop wondering whoever in the fuck you are. Of course they understand. You don't do something this fucking big worldwide and, I was just one of the guys that didn't understand. You'll understand when that rope fucking cinches down around your motherfucking neck. Understand how the mRNA gene therapy in livestock might affect consumers. Oh, I don't know. You put a fucking Mickey in my drink and you don't figure that something's going to fucking happen to me? Or rather, they want to conceal the fact that they're using gene therapy because they do know it can also affect humans. It fucking can. It does. You poison a fucking piece of meat and put it on a plate. Somebody eats it. They're poisoned, aren't they? Globalists like World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab, that piece of fucking shit, have openly admitted that they intend to alter humanity. Who the fuck are you to do any goddamn thing? Why is this motherfucker not already hung? Why is this fucker alive? Both on the genetic level and through the incorporation of artificial intelligence and neo-technologically into the human body. They're killing you and telling you about it. Sitting back fucking laughing about it, drinking them some Kentucky whiskey. Don't you say. See, you're just another fucking animal to them. They're fucking so goddamn. See how important you are when it's mano-y-mano, you motherfucker. Well, see how important it is to you then, you son of a bitch. Livestock might affect consumers or wealth or... Livestock might affect consumers, or rather they want to conceal the fact that they're using gene therapy because they do know it can also affect humans. Not the Stetson wearers. Globalists like World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab have openly admitted that they intend to alter humanity. I mean, what do you fucking want? Like I come up here every day and I go reading these fucking articles. Hey, they're trying to kill us. They aim to kill us off down to 500 million just because they blew up their own fucking Georgia Guidestones because it was in their fucking face that they'd already admitted what they wanted to do. God damn. So we got to come up here every day and reiterate the fact that they want to fucking kill us, that they're killing us. Well, this year was pretty good because we find out they've been slipping shit in the goddamn, or the poison into the goddamn food since 2018. What are we going to do about it? How about, I mean, goddamn, are these fucking people, I mean, Jesus Christ almighty, they're fucking, what are they, they're bulletproof, they're fucking, poisons don't work on them? What's, what, why? They walk among us with their fucking nose up in the fucking air as we're fucking, you know, fucking, feeling the effects of the fucking poison that they fucking put in our food. They're killing us and laughing about it. And using COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Never did exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's a fucking scam so that they could do all of this fucking shit they've been doing. As the cover, they managed to turn the entire world population into test subjects for the dangerous experimentation. It ain't experimentation. It is goddamn genocide. Can't you fucking experimentation my ass? You know I'm sticking a fucking rat? They're over there, you know, they started their labs up back over there in the Ukraine, mixing up more fucking poisons to put in your fucking food, to put in your fucking water. As noted by Rents in the Real American's Voice interview above, we know for a fact that the mRNA COVID-19 doesn't exist. Shots have no beneficial impact in terms of preventing the COVID-19. Well, you can't prevent something that doesn't fucking exist, man. I mean, come on. I mean, was this a little funny you were going to throw in there on us? mRNA vaccines and livestock are untested. If the mRNA COVID-19 doesn't exist shots don't prevent infection, why would we assume mRNA shots for viral and bacterial infections in swine work any better? Okay, so we asked, what's this going to change? Until we physically do something, we're fucked. That's all I can keep telling you people. We have the goddamn authority to shut this fucking shit down hard. We have the authority to hang these motherfuckers. We have the authority to fucking stop this fucking international genocide. And we're sitting on our fucking asses doing nothing. One of the most disturbing aspects of using mRNA vaccines in swine is the fact that all of them are, by definition, untested, as explained by Merck on its website. It's custom swine vaccine, in quotation marks, security, I wonder what that fucking word means, is not a vaccine, but rather a platform that allows for the endless customization of mRNA vaccines. It's not a vaccine. It's just it allows for the mRNA customization of what mRNA vaccines. They're not fucking vaccines. They're poisons. It customizes the fucking goddamn the way the platelets fucking rearrange your goddamn DNA so that you're not who you were fucking born to be. You're not the same fucking person. You'll fucking get down on your goddamn knees and beg them to let you work for all day for a fish head and a bowl of fucking rice. Let me have my goddamn Chinese overseer, please. This is what it's about, man. They couldn't get us because we were individuals. They're trying to make us all the same so they can use the same technique on everybody and it'll work. But it ain't going to fucking work because there's too many fucking individuals out there and there's too much information that has gone out that just fucking goes against it, like looking at a wall and somebody telling you there's a window and there is no fucking window. There ain't no fucking window there. You never convince anybody of that shit. Let's say you can fool some of the people some of the time and all the people some of the time, some of the people some of the time. I don't know how it goes. But you fucking, I don't know how did Bush put it? But you won't fool me twice. The customized mRNA shots that are created using it are completely untested. Here's how it works. A pathogen is collected and sent to a diagnostic lab in the Ukraine. The gene is of interest is sequenced and sent electronically to sequivity. I got to see what that word means. And now, analysis. A synthetic version of the gene of interest is synthesized and inserted into the RNA production platform. The RNA particles released from the incubated production cells are harvested and formulated into a customized vaccine. No, not a vaccine. It's fucking poison to begin with. Right on their CDC site, once upon a time, they admitted it wasn't a vaccine. It's not a fucking vaccine. It is a gene-altering fucking substance that is fucking deadly to the human being. To deadly to anything you stick it in. Maybe wait till the cow falls over from the fucking shit and then cut the fucking meat off and feed it for dinner. As noted by Zoetis, Zoetis, the largest producer of veterinary drugs and vaccines, Sequivity has safety and efficiency studies based on the platform with a historical initial isolate, not likely the isolate that customers would be requesting in their product. I mean, just fucking flat ass telling you. We're fucking poisoning you. We're going to poison you some more. We've been poisoning you since 2018. What you going to do about it? What you going to do about it? Sit here in the shade of my Stetson, drink me some fucking goddamn Kentucky bourbon. What was that initial isolate? Will mRNA against a bacterial disease affect the animals in the same way that mRNA against a viral infection does? How can we find out? Well, you got to see, it's just like Nancy Pelosi said. You got to read it to find out what's in it. You got to eat it to find out what's in it. What genes of interest are being chosen? If spike proteins are selected, might they be as pathogenic as the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein? I mean, you talk about a fucking cluster of fucking shit. All we have to do is make them, enforce the Bill of Rights, get rid of these motherfuckers. All of this stuff disappears from my screen. All of this stuff disappears from our lives. We start fucking raising our fucking livestock and our fucking food for fucking nutritional value like we used to. Hang every son of a bitch at the FDA because these motherfuckers have fucking a lot. Remember it used to be that grade A steak? You couldn't even get fucking grade A steak because all the restaurants got it. Now it's fucking any kind of piece of shit they can throw in, owl meat, any goddamn thing. Hey, what the fuck are we, what are we paying the FDA for? And why are they, do they even exist? I didn't fucking acquiesce to them, did you? My grandpa didn't either, or his grandpa. What genes of interest are being chosen? If spike proteins are selected, might they be as pathogenic as the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein? I think they could. CAFO environments with high populations of animals, won't mutations become there you go. Mutations become rampant as the bacteria. They're trying to kill off the world population. This is world genocide. Wake the fuck up. Kill them before they kill you. Bacteria and viruses are subject to constant customized vaccination pressure to adapt and become more dangerous. They do a lot of that adapting in those labs in fucking Ukraine. These are just some of the questions that need answered. Questions? God damn it, you just now fucking told the world that they're fucking, since 2018, they've been fucking poisoning our meat. They're not telling us. Isn't that slipping somebody a Mickey? Isn't that the same fucking diff? I mean, isn't that fucking poisoning? If they want to play with poison, why don't we poison back? I mean, it don't have to be fucking guns. They want to play poison, let's play poison. Give them some fucking poison. See how they fucking like it when their fucking loved ones drop over fucking dead because, oh shit, they got some poison somehow. Wonder how you could get poison. There are just some of the questions that need answered. Shit. At the end of the day, the fact that the mRNA shots can be endlessly customized without safety testing shows just how broken the U.S. Department's broken. It is not broken. It is working efficiently for what it was designed to do. Don't act like it's broken. I mean, they try to act like it's a bumbling fools out there. These people are not fucking bumbling fools. They are hardcore fucking communists. They are hardcore fucking fascists. And they are goddamn sure capitalists. Because your death fucking fills their fucking pockets and gives them more elbow fucking rooms so they can ride around on their 10,000-acre fucking ranches that only 1,000 acres belongs to them and the rest belongs to fucking you that they've fucking stolen from you year after year for fucking $50 a fucking year. That's how it works. It's like that son of a bitch Ted Nugent. Customized without safety testing shows how broken the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration are. They're not fucking broken. They're doing exactly what they were designed to do. Incrementally, they fucking morphed into what they were intended for in the first fucking place. You got that? This wasn't no fucking accident. This just didn't fucking happen by chance. Not this much of it. Think about it, stupid. There's simply no way they can guarantee that customized mRNA shots are safe. The fact that the platform itself works and allows for the customization does not prove the safety and effectiveness of the shots being cooked up. Approval. I don't know what to fucking say. They tell you it's goddamn poison, and this doesn't show that it isn't poison, and this doesn't show that it's, well, that's because it's poison! Approval of the platform also does not prove the food is safe for consumption after it's been treated with mRNA. I bet you it don't. Cow's milk used to immunize mice. As reported by Dr. Peter McAuliffe, Chinese researchers have demonstrated that food can indeed be turned into a vaccine. The nation's food supply can be manipulated by public health agencies to influence population outcomes. Are you hearing what they're saying? They're talking about you like you're a herd of fucking cows. That's what you are to them, don't you know? You son of a bitches, we'll treat you like a fucking herd of cows. How about that? Tit for fucking tat, people. Why not? Now an oral route of administration is being considered specifically for COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccinations do not exist. The poison fucking shot using the mRNA in cow's milk. Zhang and colleagues have demonstrated that a shortened mRNA code of 675 base pairs could be loaded into phosphatidylpeptide. It's something they don't want me to say. Packets. How about just little packets called exomes derived from milk and then using that same milk be fed to mice? The mice gastrointestinal. I mean, see all these. I'm not going to learn these fucking words. Fuck them. I don't even need this goddamn article to tell you you're a goddamn fool. They're killing you. You better kill them back. They want to use poison? Use poison. Poison, poison back. The mice, anyway, absorbed the exons and the RNA, mRNA must have made it into the bloodstream and lymphatic tissue because antibodies were produced in fed mice against SARS-CoV-2. I'm sure it was. You lie. See, throw them fucking lies in there with the truth. This is what true propaganda fucking is. It's truths, half-truths, and out-and-out fucking lies. And this is pure fucking propaganda as they take more control of the internet, as they take, you know, they had the goddamn broadcasting system, man. They had the tube, the TV, and they had to fucking back away from it because the fucking net came out and people could talk to one another. And they found out we were just all being fucking lied to by a bunch of fucking pencil neck son of a bitches that they never say fuck, that's for sure. They're, you know, sit there, that's the way it is. Well, I got news for you, Walter. That ain't the fucking way it is. The way it is, if you tried to kill me, I tried to kill you. It's fair. It's equal. It's tit for tat. Approval of the platform also does not prove the food safe for consumption after being treated with mRNA. We know that. Okay, we did the mice. Okay, we'll go down here a little more. Given the damage mRNA vaccines have generated in terms of injuries, disabilities, and deaths, these data raise considerable ethical issues. Well, why? I don't get it. Why would there be ethical issues about killing fucking people? The COVID States project has shown that 25% of Americans were successful in remaining unvaccinated. Maybe. I didn't get vaccinated. Laura didn't get vaccinated, but it sure as fuck killed her. You don't have, I mean, when they're having it, we're shedding out of fucking people, the dumbasses who go out, the fucking stupid fucking people, and it ain't 25%. They're fucking, if they tell you a fucking number, triple it, 75%. They ain't got shit for vaccination, or they wouldn't be trying to put it in the fucking food if there's only 25% of us left. But I guarantee you every one of you has been fucking exposed in one way or another, unless you've been living on a goddamn mountain away from all fucking human contact. Americans were successful in remaining unvaccinated. Well, maybe. The group would have strong objections to mRNA in the food supply. Nah. Why? Why would the people who do not want the shot given to them to a fucking cow? Huh? Why wouldn't they? I mean, if you're going to have take their goddamn rights away from them, their goddamn rights to their own fucking body. Well, what's the matter if it's through a cow or through a fucking needle? Particularly if it was done superstitiously or with minimal labeling warnings. Well, if you label something, if I go and I put some fucking arsenic in somebody's cup of coffee and I put in tiny, 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 tiny little letters, you know, like the kind that at the end of a contract, and I put there, this has got poison in it, and you drink it, well, it's okay to poison him because you did put it on the cup. I mean, this is the kind of fucking lack of logic that you're fucking looking at. This is fucking insane. But I mean, we had to cover an article today. This is good as any. I mean, at least, you know, since 2018, how many are unvaccinated? How many have not had been affected? How many do not have the platelets working on their fucking DNA right fucking now? Are you going to just take this? Or are you going to fucking fight back? And if they want to play poison, that's one thing we ain't looked at, you know. Fucking they ain't gonna come for them fucking guns. That's way too fucking dangerous. How about poison? They want to poison us. Let's poison them right back. Write it on the side of the fucking thing in little teeny, 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 tiny letters. This has got poison in it. And then fucking let them have it. They have no fucking qualms about killing you or killing your loved ones. Why should you have any qualms about killing them and their loved ones? You'll either fucking fight these son of a bitches or you'll end up on your fucking knees. Your great-grandchildren will be fucking raped as babies. This will be a pit of fucking hell. And it'll be your fault. You know why? Because you didn't do anything about it and you could have so fucking easily. You're so fucking powerful. God, you're powerful, but what makes you weak is your goddamn lack of fucking goddamn balls. No courage. Complete lack of fucking courage, people. Anyways, I've had enough of jabbering about this bullshit. We'll see what bullshit we jabber about tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow about 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another, I don't know what the hell do you call it, broadcast of the word from the trenches. And we'll see what bullshit, what in our face that we already know bullshit, except we didn't know about the 2018. I was pretty sure they were, you know, if they're already fucking, if they talk about it, they've already been doing it for fucking years. That's the way it fucking works. It's called incrementalism. Now you can't get mad. I mean, if this just all of a sudden happened, well, it's been going on since 2018. Well, if you can live with that, which you won't, you're going to die with that. Well, more power to you. And that is the word from the trenches. Da-da-da. We have to be on the trenches. That's the word from the trenches. I'm ready to fight for what I believe you can steal from me. I won't take that. Gonna feel the strength.
and stand up for hardworking families. And the president said he would veto those bills, too. So if you look at the president's track record, most of